Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
The enemy has taken your tag license plate down in the parking lot. He's studying you. He'll study you for a minute, for an hour, for a week, for a month, for a year, for years, until he finds that place where we're drawn away. I know it's quiet in here, but I think I'm talking to somebody. And the enemy's been studying you to know how to hit you. Because when he hit you with the lion didn't work. The anointing came upon you and you grabbed him by the beard and ripped him open. And when he sent the bear, all of a sudden you just grabbed up that bear and snatched him to the ground and slaughtered him too, because the anointing of God was upon you. When the giant came, you said, God, you whipped the lion and the bear, and this guy is nothing. I just came straight from Pace Assembly Revival Sunday morning church, and I'll whip this giant if you'll give me the strength to do it. The devil said, I can't send a giant. You got four more rocks in your pocket. I'll send Bathsheba. David knew that he had stepped completely off of the track. Do you know something? God's mercy and grace is a whole lot better than yours and mine. He'll keep looking at you and pouring favor and grace on you, because if David knew anything, he knew how to repent and get back to God. So whatever you've gone through this week and whatever you're facing right now, I want you to know that if you'll repent, don't let the devil steal the praise from your voice. Go ahead and praise him. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So since the lion, the bear, and the giant, and Bathsheba, and Michal, and all the rest of it didn't bring him down, he said, I'll know what I'll do. I'll send the internal conflict. Because when he found out it was his son, he lost it. In fact, he got up off of the throne that he was rightly anointed to sit upon. I hope you're hearing this morning. He was anointed to sit on that throne. But when he heard that his son Absalom was coming to kill him, David got up off of his rightful authority and ran far from Jerusalem, the Bible says. It was a fight he didn't want to be in. Have you ever had to fight fights that you didn't want to be in? There's somebody in here this morning that's fighting a fight that you don't even want to be in. If you could pray like David, oh Lord, if I had wings like a dove, I would just fly away and get away from this. But the problem is you can't. Fighting a fight that I don't want to be in. I prayed. I paid my tithes. I've come to church. I've read my Bible. I've done whatever that I possibly could do. And now this. I want you to take your Bibles. If I got a little time here with you today, thank you very much. I know the rest of these people only gave you hors d'oeuvres because they let you out by 11:30, but today I just want to get in the Bible. I appreciate my associates, especially when I read this passage of Scripture. Flip over to 2 Samuel, because I don't want you to take my word for it. This is powerful, because you're going to face this spirit some point in your life. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 15. Look what the Bible says right here. Have you found it? Say amen. Because you can't appreciate Psalm 3 until you understand what David was fighting was not all the giants and the bears and the lions. Oh my. This was in his own house. And he's thinking to himself, what did I do to become such a horrible parent that my son wants to kill me and take my throne? You got to get a little background. Can we get a little background right here? Look in your Bible. I'm not making this up. This is amazing. Verse number one, and it came to pass after this, this is the story, that Absalom prepared him chariots, horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king, David, for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, of what city art thou? He said, thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said, verse 3, unto him, see, here's the deal. Thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputized of the king to hear thee. Absalom, who's standing at the door of the throne, David, his father, is sitting there, and an Absalom spirit will get between you and someone else. Verse 4, Absalom said, moreover, oh, that I were made the judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him, this is what Absalom was doing. When he came nigh to him to do obeisance or sacrifice, Absalom would put forth his hand and took him by the hand and kissed him. Oh, I got to stop here. Absalom's spirit gets between the king and his people. Absalom's spirit gets between the employer and the employee. Absalom's spirit gets between a parent and a child and says, it doesn't take all that pomp and circumstance. And Absalom's spirit will get between a pastor and his congregation and say, it doesn't take all of that. You don't have to take that. Just come over here. And Absalom set himself up to be the mediator without any anointing or authority. I'm giving you a little backstory here. And when anybody would come to do what they should be doing and to see the king, Absalom would intercept them and say, he would say sweet words to them. Anybody, you got to be careful about folk who come and speak sweet words into your ear. Let me stop right here and say to all you single ladies, don't you let some slick tongue Absalom come speak sweet words to you. You don't have to go to church. I'll go, let's go here, let's do this, let's do that. And I'll just tell you, I'm being honest before you, I've dealt with some Absaloms in my time. And I'm thankful for the associate pastors that I have here, because even today they're dispatched to go to different services and hospitals and funerals and so forth. And you know what? I don't have to worry about that kind of thing anymore, because I believe God set it up in the house so that we can have the rightful authority in the place. Now, you may not understand that, and some people will mock at that and say, well, pastor, what kind of vendetta? Oh, no, no, no vendetta. There is an authority that takes place that God has ordained in your business, in your home, in your church, hey, in the government of the nations of the world. And to rebel against that or to get in between that, you have people, false prophets, who want to get between you and the real authority and speak sweet words to you. Now, let me back up to 2 Samuel chapter 15 or 14, because for all of you that don't know about Absalom, you can go back and read about his profile a little bit there, because Absalom had a hairdo that any woman would be envious of. Beautiful hair, the Bible says, and a countenance that did not have a blemish on it. I'm talking about a good-looking man with sweet words. He's a killer every time. You better be careful about folks with sweet words in the time you're in. Talk you right away from the authority of God. Let's read on a little bit here, because this is good. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Verse 6, and on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom, this is the thesis statement right here. So Absalom, watch this, stole the hearts of the men of Israel. Stop. His good-looking countenance and beautiful hair had already captured the hearts of the women. But here comes sweet words, Absalom, and captures, you better not let me preach this too much, captures and steals the heart of the men. I'll just leave that right there. When you're so pretty, you're stealing the hearts of the men. There's a problem in the house. And it came to pass after 40 years. Now, that really is not 40. It's actually 4. That's a misstatement right there, mistranslation. That Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee. Here, look at this. He's talking to his daddy, and he's lying straight up in his face. I told you years ago that whenever certain legislation began to happen and the Supreme Court ruled the way it was going to turn loose a lying spirit upon the United States of America. And Absalom walks up to his daddy and says, listen, Dad, I got to go pay my vow, go worship over in Hebron. Let me go over there and worship. For thy servant vowed a vow, verse number 8, while I abode in Geshur and Syria, saying, if the Lord will bring me again to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king David said unto him, go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then shall ye say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. He stole the hearts, and now David, who's been fighting all the externals, is now having to deal with his own fight in his own house. Absalom declares himself to be king, and all those that were following him, literally tens of thousands from the nation that David was the king of, now they are supporting him. They take the throne, Absalom does. And when he comes on the scene back into Jerusalem, he literally moves his father David off of the throne, and David takes a few people and runs away from Jerusalem to not deal with it. And it is in Psalm 3 that we step into this picture now at this moment, and David declares in verse number 1, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. It seems like, God, that things are multiplying like I've never seen. In fact, David said, I'm sick of the whole thing. Imagine the shock and the awe and the surprise that at one point I'm sitting on the throne and I thought everything was great. And then all of a sudden, here's what you need to know. The attack of the enemy doesn't come all of a sudden. He's been planning this attack for quite some time.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. PaceAssembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.